busy week on Media Row at the NFL Scouting Combine, and now a busy Saturday at the NFL Experience inside the Indiana Convention Center. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. JP Shadrick with you. We're inside the NFL Experience, where thousands of fans have made their way into downtown Indianapolis. It's the first year that any part of the Scouting Combine has been open to the public. They have the bench press over there, at least, for fans to watch, but plenty of exhibits here. It's been busy on Media Row, as we mentioned, and that always includes the Jaguars brass. They get a chance to speak to the national media. Doug Marrone had his first chance to speak with the media since the introductory press conference back in January. And in that press conference, the Jaguars leadership did not have a lot to say about the evaluation of the quarterback position, or really any position for that matter. That changed on Wednesday.
I've already said this before. I see Blake as our quarterback, and we're going to do everything we can to make him successful from a standpoint of schematics, you know, putting in a different scheme, which puts us in a tough situation because, you know, when you're the interim head coach and you get hired as a head coach, you really don't have the extra time, you know, that the other coaches get as head coaches. So, you know, we've got a lot of work ahead of us to get ourselves going.
The spotlight turned to general manager Dave Caldwell Thursday when the national media had a chance to question him for the first time about the new dynamics in the building, working with Marrone and Tom Coughlin. So far, so good.
Through the whole process and having an idea that this was going to happen, you kind of think, how's this going to work? But Tom's been great. It's been great to be able to walk down the hallway and bounce some things off of him. Hey, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? And then we sit together with he, I, and Doug, and we come together on a collective decision.
We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. We heard from Dave and Doug earlier this week. Didn't hear from Tom Coughlin here, but we did last week. And we just heard about the three of them working mm-hmm. together. What are your thoughts after hearing all these guys talk?
Well, at the Combine, there's always a lot to digest, and especially this year because, you know, I'm sure fans really realize it. But this week was the first time that Doug Marrone really talked since his introductory press conference. And last week was the first time that Tom had talked since that introductory press conference. So it's really the first chance after 5 or 6 weeks to get a real feel for how this dynamic's going. And, you know, I get, JP, that there are people who are going to say, well, of course they would say this. But listening to Dave and listening to Doug particularly, it really sounds like they relish the chance to have Tom Coughlin in their ears, in their souls, if you will, and guiding this ship. And it was unbelievably evident when listening to Doug Marrone this week how much he is enjoying this man who he considers a mentor, a guide, if you will, and he clearly thinks it is an absolutely fantastic thing. Now, the cynics among us will say, well, what happens when everything's real? What happens in September? Well, that's different.
You know, it sure is.
Who knows? But I do know that for right now, you can't fake the enthusiasm that Doug and even Dave have for this working relationship. It sure sounds like they like it. I think people around the league, when I was at the Super Bowl, Senior Bowl here, wondered about that. It sure seems to me like they like what's going on.
Priority number one for this group, number five, Blake Bortles. And hearing all these guys talk, it sounds like a united front now on that position.
Yeah, and there's been, you know, some wiggling among the national media about, does Tom believe in Blake Bortles? Does Dave believe in Blake Bortles? I think as a franchise right now, I have a sense that they know Blake Bortles is probably going to be their starting quarterback. I don't think there's anything out there, meaning out in the NFL world, that's going to knock them off that train for right now, because there's a belief that Blake has done it enough, and there's a belief that there's not really anything out there that's going to wow them from doing that. So unless the winds change drastically, I get the feeling that this franchise is going to go with Blake Bortles as the starter. I don't think it'll be handed to him. There'll be competition in some vein. But I don't think it's going to be a big name coming in that wows you and you're seeing on the bottom line when you're watching SportsCenter late at night, as I know you do. I don't think you're going to see that sort of moment where the quarterback focus shifts for this franchise before OTAs, before training. I don't think you're going to get that story.
Now, the week ahead, get the vibe around here, at least at the Scouting Combine, talking to folks, hearing from the brass of the Jaguars that late next week might be fairly active at Everbank Field.
Yeah, that bottom line is going to be active.
You bet.
On some capacity. Dave Caldwell said this week that Prince Amukamara and Jonathan Cyprian are going to test free agency. What that usually winds up meaning is leaving is free agents. It's hard to get guys back once they're out there. You get the idea. They wouldn't mind having sit back. I don't think Prince is coming back. I expect cornerback to be a heavy free agency priority, maybe interior offensive line. On Friday, Thursday, at some point, you're going to hear the official announcements of these trades we've all been talking about. It's going to be busy, and I think Friday is going to be a busy day around Everbank Field. Thursday, with some things taking shape, I would expect guard and cornerback to be that priority. We'll see if I'm right.
Another combine down, John. Well done.
It's 17 in a row for me. How about that?
Congratulations.
So, well, I'm not sure if congratulations are in order of sympathy, but either way, it'll work.
You get it either way, all no right. doubt. Well done. John Osier here on Inside the Jaguars. That'll do it for our coverage from Indianapolis, but check out Jaguars.com throughout the weekend for behind-the-scenes coverage and all the archives from the shows earlier in the week. That's it for Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.